Roo, let's go back to Friday. Big build-up to the one day of tennis down at Memorial Drive.
Yeah.
These international superstars, we're asking them to play two sets of tennis. That's all you got to do, roll up and play two sets of tennis. And the stadium's packed and the promoter has gone to great lengths to organise Channel 9 to be there and television rights. And they've sold all the tickets, all the fans. The
15
stands
minutes
are full.
It took to sell it out.
15 minutes it sold out. And all of a sudden, one of the main draw cards, world number one, Novak Djokovic, pulls out, right? So is there a death in the family? Is there, I don't know, has he torn his ACL? Has he broken a leg? Has he torn a hamstring? No, he's got a blister. Blister on his hand. Now, I would have thought, how many tennis rackets has he held in his lifetime? And how many balls has he hit? Do you reckon you've had the odd blister in your day? Do you reckon you're accustomed to having blisters for a start? Yeah. I would have thought the answer to that is yes. Having played a racket sport myself, nothing like he has, but I reckon blisters are part and parcel with the profession.
Push through the pain barrier?
I think with a blister, push through it a little bit, love.
Maybe even pop it.
Put a little bit, pop it.
Put a bit of tape.
Yeah, put a little bit of taping on it.
Maybe even a glove.
Now, I ask the question then, how bad was it when he pulled out and yet an hour later when he saw, oh, hang on, I might have upset a couple of people here. He arrives as the hero. It's like Superman coming back from the dead. And he walks out and says, I'll tell you what, I'll play the second set of tennis.
He's going to substitute here. He's going to play part of this set or all of it. We're not sure how long yet. But so good to see him out here. Gee, he looks fit, doesn't he?
It was just amazing to see him come out.
Is that Fitzy?
That's my mate Fitzy, who is always a diplomat. No, and good on him. Good on him. Because you can
What was he saying off mic?
I don't know, but you can go one of two ways. You could just launch into him, which I'm sort of doing now, or you can go the positive line. And Fitzy's always a positive man and a real gentleman. But to me, the tennis players get away with this far too often. They really do. They just let you down.
He's had a bad couple of years, Novak, hasn't he?
Hasn't been good.
We smacked the ball at the line.
Yes, that didn't go too well.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
That wasn't too good.
Yeah.
He had his own tournament, didn't he, last year?
Yes, and everyone had COVID, but he said, no, bugger it.
He got COVID.
Yeah. So a bit odd. And just my other favourite story over the last few days about the tennis players. Can't put them all in one bracket. There are some real, real good ones. I mean, I'll to the day I die, will tell you how brilliant I think Roger Federer is, for example, as a person, as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
But Craig Tiley, who's the tournament director of the Australian Open, has actually come out on the ABC over the weekend and talked about some of the weird things he's been asked, the requests that he's had from these tennis players in isolation.
Yeah.
Now, we know that Novak himself wrote a letter, a list of demands. Demands, if you don't mind.
Get us out of the hotels and get as many houses with tennis courts as you can.
Come on, just go around and buy them all up if you could. In all the rich suburbs around Australia, you can do that for us, surely.
Oh,
even though we're only going to be here for 2 weeks, but buy all that real estate for us. Anyway, one player has asked for a kitten.
Hang on.
A player in isolation has rung or emailed Craig Tiley, the Australian Open director, and said, I'd love to have a kitten.
What are they going to do with a kitten?
Oh, who knows?
What, to play with in the room or something, to pass the time away?
Yeah. How precious and stupid and pathetic are these people?
How was Craig Tiley for even saying
how
that?
How out of touch? Well, I think he had to expose that because that's just ridiculous. How out of touch are these people? Seriously. Unbelievable.
That's got to be taking the mickey.
No. He was serious. It's up there with Bernard's girlfriend.
You sure
saying,
he didn't want to go to Kittens? The nightclub in Melbourne.
Now you've got a point here. Did we lose something in the translation?
I think we might have, maybe.
Oh,
we
okay.
Get out and go to.
Oh, well, that I understand then. Sorry, I take it all back.
Yeah,
I'm with that tennis player now.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, they haven't had a very good couple of days.
No, they're not. He got flogged in that set of tennis he played too, didn't he?
Oh, he had a blister. He's up.
It's hard to play.
Come on.